We left off yesterday analyzing three different Gemaras that seem to be saying something about cases that would otherwise be potter because of Kilim Dramine. And the Gemara is saying, well, it's not as potter as you think it was. It's not 100% potter totally completely. What were the three Gemaras? Remember, let's just chasm over quickly. What were the three Gemaras? No. So one is a sugi about Esnan. The other was a sugi about, what? You know one? What? Yeah, Mechira, okay, should we call it Akotz Te'ena? Okay, now the Hay story, and the third was what? Chosim is Apara, okay? Chosim is Apara, fine. So the Gemara said something about these three cases that seems to be quite a chiddush about Kilim Dramine. We're just not sure what exactly the Gemara said. So we had three different versions of the Mishnah and what exactly the Gemara meant to say. So one conclusion was, one conclusion was, Shita Zatayisvist, that what? That in fact Kilim Dramine is Chayav. Bedini Shemayim, and that explains away why it's an Esnan. Try another one, and that explains why it's called Kasev Achayzer, and that explains why Chayis Mesapara is quote unquote Chayav. It's all a function of Chayav Bedini Shemayim. Then we had the second approach, which is the Rabbeinu David of the Shiran, who said that not Chayav in the sense of not that every Kibbutz Raman is Chayav Bedini Shemayim, but there is an idea over here of Chayav L'Kayim. Diburo, because after all, this was his chayvus midas. He agreed upon it. So since he agreed to pay the zayinah, he agreed to give the kesef, he agreed to give the item, he agreed to feed the animal. So that's considered to be a chayv l'kayim diburo. But in regular kibud ramine, if I burn down your house on Shabbos, there is no such halach. Then we have the third possibility was the view of the Meiri, the Chachmei Tzfatim, that the Meiri quotes that says that well, since these are all his chayvus midases. So then it's taka chayev. It means taka chayev. Mamish chayev bidei adam. The whole din of Kilim Dramine doesn't apply under these circumstances. Those are the three birim that we had yesterday. So there's one fourth approach that we just got to. We didn't quite read. We didn't quite get to. Buzzer time and anas yesterday. And that was the approach of the Rama. The Yad Rama. Now I'll tell you the truth. I don't know where this Yad Rama originally comes from. Because this Yad Rama is quoted in the Shit B'Kubetzis. We only have a Rama in Sanhedrin, Bavavas. I don't think it appears in either one of them, although I can't say for certain. I didn't read every Raman from Bavavas from Sanhedrin. But this is the opinion that the Meiri, I'm sorry, that the Shit B'Kubetzis quotes the name of the Rama, who says as follows. Comes the Rama and says, let's go back to the original Gemara about Akotz Te'ena Mitei Nosi. That's where we started off yesterday. So comes the Gemara and says, Akotz Te'ena Mitei Nosi is the case where Gonav Umocha B'Shabbos is going to be Potter because of Kilim Dramine. So Frek the Gemara Kasha, aye, but it's Nishken, Kenyan altogether. It's not a Mechir altogether because since the person doesn't have to return the money, even in the cancellation of the sale, it's not called a Kenyan. We razzled it up a little bit. We called it Kesef Achoyze, whether we're right, whether there's another beer in the Gemara. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. But the Gemara's basic thrust of the question was, since Kilim Dramine kicked in, Memela, it's not really called a Kenyan Kesef in the first place. It's not really called a Mechir in the first place. So it wouldn't ever be subject to the dinim of Dal V'Hei. To which the Gemara finally, Rava, comes to the rescue to save Rabbi Chama, his old friend from his boyhood days. They lived together in Yeshiva. They were Tamid and Rav Chizda together. The famous Gemara, right? We've quoted this Gemara before. Very, very famous Gemara about Rav and Rabbi Chama. That they were both young Tamidim by Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda was saying Shia, Rav Chizda's little baby girl was sitting on his lap. And he turned around as a joke and he said to his little daughter, he said, "No, which of the Tamidim in the Shiva do you want to marry?" So she said, "I want to marry both of them. I want to marry that one and that one." They were all little kids. She was maybe 5 years old. They were maybe 10 years old. They were all little babies. They were playing. So she said, "I want to marry him and I want to marry him." So Rava realized that she must have a shtickle ruach HaKodesh. The Taka Kachava, she's going to marry both of them. So Rava said she can marry him first. Because, and Taka Kachava, she married Rabbi Chama, and Rabbi Chama died. And then she subsequently married Rava at a later point in life. So whatever. Anyway, so Rava and Rabbi Chama, they're good friends. Back from the old days. Back from the preschool days. They were all good friends together. So Rava comes to solve the attack against Rabbi Chama. The Gemara jumped on Rabbi Chama, comes Rava to the rescue. And comes Rava and says, Esther does a terfil boli mai. What does that mean, Esther has a terfil belly, right? So comes the Rama and says, what it means is like this. You're too halachic. You're too bedaktik. Bedvarecha. You think that the definition of Esnan Zayna means when payment is given from the boyel to the Zayna, b'tayras halachik Esnan Zayna, it has to be done b'tayras chiras prayer, it has to be done b'tayras Esnan, and if it wouldn't be halachically mandated to be given, it wouldn't be chal on Hashem Esnan. That was the whole premise of the Kasha. That was the whole premise of what the Gemara is trying to prove, Esnan Hasatar. What was the problem with Esnan Hasatar, if you don't dwell Limai? Why do we think that was such a tremendous chiddush? Because our starting point in the Sugya of Esnan was, if it's not halachically mandated to give, so it's not chal on Hashem Esnan. We even called it a v'neinim Esnan, what is it? We just machted a vech. What do we call it? Said, yeah, it's about Tana B'Yalma. It's giving her a gift, sending her a birthday gift. Send a birthday gift to the woman, that doesn't make an Esnan Zayna. So we thought that in order to be chal on an Hashem Esnan Zayna, it's got to be halachically required. It's got to say in Chayshim Mishpat, give this money to this woman. That's the only thing that created Hashem Esnan. Comes Rav and says, nah, it's not true. Esnan Hasatar Balimai. As long as you're giving it B'Tayras Esnan, your Kavana is B'Tayras Esnan, even though it's not really necessary. Chayshim Mishpat wouldn't dictate you have to give it. You know what? It's Kimim Dramine. And Kibbutz Ramineh, you put the Lagamre. You put the Medina Shemayim, and you're not Chayav Kam Diburai, and the Miri's wrong. You're not Chayav to give it Bechlau. There's no Chiv, zero, zippo, no Chiv whatsoever. And it's still Chalon and Hashem Esnan. You know why? Because you and her agreed. This is an Esnan. Hilchas Esnan Zayin, it doesn't depend on Chayshim Mishpat. Hilchas Esnan Zayin depends upon, is he giving it as an Esnan? Is he giving it as an Esnan? Azay Shtay, that's called an Esnan Zayin. Azay Asar Achamonim. It's that the Gemara is now borrowing and saying, well, if that's called an Esnan, even though it's not really, in Chayshim Mishpat it's not really, I'll tell you a secret, I could call it Kesef, even though it's not really Kesef. Even though in terms of pure Chayshim Mishpat, is this really honest to goodness Kesef HaChayzer? It's not really Kesef HaChayzer, because of a quirk. What's the quirk? One of our favorite quirks of the year. What quirk in Halacha is Mafkia the Shem Kesef HaChayzer from this? Hilchas what? What prevents this from really being called Kesef HaChayzer truly in the world of Chayshim Mishpat? Kimud Ramine. Kimud Ramine tells us that we're not going to force the guy to return the money. But the Meicher and Lekech aren't learning Kimud. They're not learning Elan Iris. They switched to the first perk. They're done with Kimud Ramine. They're finished. They don't want to hear from Kimud Ramine anymore. The new guys who came in, they got a whole semester of Kimud Ramine in front of us. So comes the Gemara and says, just as in Hilchas Esnan Zayna, it's called an Esnan, even though it's not really an Esnan, but because that's what the two of them agreed to call it, so too, we're going to call it a Kesef HaChayzer, because the Belda Nice and the Makabal, everyone's calling it Kesef, this is also called Kesef. That's good enough to be called a Kinyan Kesef. Abba Zoy, it's good enough to be called a Kinyan Kesef. It's good enough to be called Mechira for Dal Vahey. And really, truly, you should be Chayef for Dal Vahey, except for what Halacha? God of Amach B'Shabbos Potter, because it happens to be Kimur B'Draminated Potter's you. That's the Pshat of the Gemara. So according to the Ramah, there is no need to say there's a chiv in the Nishamayim, there's no need to mekam diburo, there's no ischayvus midas, chayvus deyodam, nothing. Just that. Bahochi, nechshav, esnan, v'kesef. That's it. Just through the fact that they're calling it, that's good enough. Good luck. You want to know Tachas and Chayshim Mishpat, this Mechir wouldn't be real. I think I'll learn that Gemara carefully. The Gemara does talk about that. The Gemara has a Machlokes about that. It's actually a Machlokes whether you hold that Mechir Kodim Yirush Eschayv. Because one day the Gemara Mechir Kodim Yirush Potter. So if anything, that may be a riot to this. Yeah. No, but according to Rabbeinu David, according to Big David, according to Rabbeinu David, you're mechuyev to do it. It means there's a halacha that requires you to give back this money. It's not that, it's almost the same as the Chibudei Shemayim. It's not quite the same. The Chibudei Shemayim is a mechayev in all Kimud Ramanes. Rabbeinu David is only a chiyev out of honesty in this particular case with Chayev Midasas. But at least there's some kind of chiyev on the table. According to Rama, there's no chiyev on the table. Mamish nothing. How do you explain the Gemara Mitzia? Bomb Kasha. How do you explain away the Gemara Mitzia? Hachayisim is a para what? What does it say? What's the lashon of the Gemara? Hachayisim is a para chayav. Right? That was the lashon. So Bishlam, according to Taisis, chayav din Shemai. According to Ben Adavid, chayav kam dibura. According to Miri, chayav bidei Adam. According to Ramah, that Gemara flops. What does chayav mean? Is Nishkin chayav altogether? I was bothered with this Kasha. Who here read the Ramah? Everyone read the Ramah? Does the Ramah address the question? He doesn't even address that question. Who does address the question? I don't think I put it in the memory cards. I put the Rashbam above Metzia. I didn't put the Rashba. I'm getting that's the next part. So I need a Rashba in Bav Metzia. Anyone got a Rashba for me in Bav Metzia? What of Tzadi Aleph? What are you doing? It's in there. That's wow. A whole Rashba. One little one. Under your finger. Who's got a Rashba for me in Bav Metzia Dav Tzadi Aleph? It's a race. On a Ratzim. Hey, Ratzim. Who's going to get there faster? What? Um, Aleph. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to see where's that computer. Hold on. Picture, guys. Come on. Glasses off. What do I do? Listen to this Rashba. Yesh Beforshim. I'll tell you a secret. That's the Ramah. Yesh Beforshim, the Baalimo, the Asila Kamon, Lo Aminin Le Zil Havlo. We will not tell him to pay her. The Hakim Le Bin Ramine. The Afilu Hochi, Iyoiv Lo Mindichse, Osim Shem Estan. Alma. Afal Gav de Bedina Lo Mechavirin Le, Shem Estan Chano Allah. Hochanami, Lam Chayav Lisham Bebezin, come in the case of the Chosim Parah. Elachayav l'shalim, what does that mean? The ish shalim tashlumim ninu. Says the Yesh Mefarsh, which is the Ramah, when the Gemara says chayav l'shalim, it doesn't mean chayav l'shalim. It doesn't mean chayav medinim shemayim, it doesn't mean chayav l'kayim diburo, it doesn't mean chayav bedini yodim, it's chayav misdas. It means that b'dievet, if you choose to pay, we will declare that a tashlumim took place. Almost similar to what? So if you give the estan to the woman, we will declare that it was a shame estan was given. So the question becomes, who cares? My nafkamina, if we're not going to tell you to pay anyway, not between the other, not between the shemayim, not like I'm the bureau. So what does it mean? You won't believe this one. But nafkamina, the iyoiv lei, the sovor shuchay betashlumov, the holach ze the kiddush bemus haisha, mikudeshes. And if we wouldn't have said chayav, if it wouldn't have been for this new halacha called Esther Nasatari, that's chal on the shame tashlumin, if he would have paid thinking that he had to pay, einam amonish lebalapara, but raise the kimakadish begezel the achayim she'enam akudashas. Catch that one? This is the joke. What? One second. Why? One second. Let me tell the joke first. This is the famous joke. The famous joke is my nafkamina. The guy's thinking, you're thinking things is nafkamina for kedushin. What do you mean nafkamina for kedushin? If you're makarish isha amanasa, the pshat is right. Ishim kedush or not? That's still not. This is the nafkamina. He says nafkamina for kedushin. Namely, is it called chalais tashlumin or not? So comes the Rashba. This is the missing piece of the puzzle. And the Ramah himself, it doesn't say this. He doesn't address the question. But this is the missing piece of the puzzle. That the pshat in the Gemara in Maseches Bamatzia is, Hareza Chayav. Chayav means, if you go ahead and pay the money, since the two of you agree to treat this as Tashlumin, which you're not really Chayav to do, because Kibbutz Raminei potted you, but you chose to treat it as a Tashlumin, it's Chalad of Hashem Tashlumin, even though it was done b'tos. That's an unbelievable chiddush. Even though I really thought that I have to pay, and I paid because I thought I have to pay, because I switched shirim, so I don't know Kimmel Ramine. I forgot Kimmel Ramine. Now, all of a sudden, 6 months later, I realized that I paid b'tos. I raised a tashlumin. And enough kabina for din derais, enough kabina for ish is ish. A couple's going to get married based on this tashlumin. So I went ahead and I paid the balapara. I gave him animal food, and he went ahead and he's makadish a woman with it. He's married 20 years later, and we say to him, you're only married because I raised that tashlumov, because b'hochi nechshav estan v'kesef, that's the din of estan as a tarfil balimai. That even though it wasn't, cheshmishma didn't dictate it, since the two parties agreed to it, it's chal on the shem tashlumov. Wow. That's quite a statement, but that's the missing piece.
So this Eslan, it's only called an Eslan because the Zona and the person who was on it there. So if someone else would use the animal as a korban.
No. That means that once it's given, once their conveya that's being done to us, Eslan, it becomes possible to call it Olam.
Even if someone else.
Yeah. So it's not a personal Eslan. Yeah, it becomes also from. Yeah. The Gemara says, Chaya. The Gemara says, Loka umishalem dalakavin lechamor. Right? says loke umishalim. He uses what's the it says the word chayiv. What does it say? So it's loke umishalim. It says the word chayiv. What does it say? Other Gemara back again. What do we got here? Comes the Gemara and says loke umishalim dalakavin lepara. Doesn't see the word chayiv. It says yechayiv malchus and you pay. So the Rama saying you pay means if you paid, then we call it a payment. That's what he says. So unless you have to say that this is that even according to those, they would only say this by kibbutz ramanim. It means even though they're not saying kibbutz ramanim, they go so far enough to tell me yechayv ateis nishemayim, but it's still b'diavad kol tashlumin because the ma'isa the sivas achiv was really there. I'd say something fancy like that. It's a mistum you have to say it. Otherwise it's crazy. Otherwise it's just every time I give something, I make a mistake on right. Okay, so Rabbi Sai, so we have four biurim. Four biurim, what's going on in this Gemara and these three Gemaras. Now we have to test these biurim. So the litmus test of these biurim, the experiment we're about to run, is to understand the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin. It's a Gemara that we spoke about a lot earlier on in the year. Let's try to bring everybody, those who were not with us before, those who were with us, let's say Sheyeshnepo and Enepo, try to get everybody up to par here in terms of appreciating where we're coming from. The Gemara told us in the 8th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin an application of Kibbutz Ramanim, which is really quite an astonishing application, and that's the parasha of Reidef. You have someone who's Reidef Achaver, right? Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. And of any chiyuv moment that Reuven happens to create, any chiyuv moment that happens to be chal on him at that moment when he's being Reidef, so the Mishnah has a chiddush, that's called Kibbutz Ramanim. A gavaldik chiddush. He's called Mischai ben Afshel. Why is he called Mischai ben Afshel? Since anybody can kill him, so he's called Chayav Misa. Now, we had a lot of problems with that. Why is he called Chayav Misa? Chayav Misa means, I'm the Chal Shabbos, I killed somebody, that's called Chayav Misa Beis Din. This is not a Chayav Misa Beis Din, this is a Nitan Latzil Ben Afshay. Somebody can come and shoot me in order to save the innocent victim, the Nirdaf. So it's really a tremendous chiddush that this is called Kibbutz Ramanim, but it's a Mishnah, it's hard to argue with the Mishnah. So we spoke a lot about this earlier. We said this seems to be a raya brewer that the din of Reidef is not just a one who remembers, is not just bitam hatzolas hanirdof, but it's actually there's like an einish haRedef. There's a dimension of einish haRedef in there. I'm going to ask a trivia question for the guys in the first semester. Who remembers what I said when I turned off the tape in the middle of that story? I told a story about this Rosh Kollel who came, who I had to entertain him one time, and I told him a social shtickle Torah, and then I turned off the tape and I told some kind of a funny story. Anyone remember what it was? I don't remember what it was. Why am I asking you? Somebody came up to me.
You were talking about the straw.
Who?
The straw. We couldn't figure out.
Yeah, who's hacking me about this?
Apple.
One? Yeah. He was saying, yeah, so his father already hacked me in Eretz Yisrael. He said that, somebody was listening to the Shiur, and they were getting all psyched up for a great story, and then the tapes went dead, and then it continued, 20 minutes later in the middle of something else. So I couldn't remember. You remember what the story was? Yeah, the story was about the Rosh Kol, but I remember the story was about the Rosh Kol, but remember, what was the part I turned off? That's like real bikias. No one could ever...
Was that the birthday party?
The birthday party.
Oh, yeah. Was that it? Oh, it was about the Rabbi Lamb part? What did it have to do with that? Oh, because I said Misar Masechul in the next year. There you go. Okay, quick, email back that fellow immediately. We have discovered the missing link. It's the happy birthday Rosh Shiva story. Okay. For those guys who weren't here, turn it off for a second. I'll tell it really, really quick. Well, that was off. That's all. Okay. After Shiva, remind me, guys. Remind me tomorrow night. We'll tell you the whole story. It goes something a little like this. Happy birthday. Okay, good. Sheesh. Very good. Baruch Hashem. Give them an extra credit. Give them a few extra points. Okay. I remember once, I think my Shech once said in the Shia, the Mishnah says in Berakhiyavos, don't take us an insult, it's only 5 minutes. The Mishnah says in Berakhiyavos that Arba Abba Yoshua Fnei Chachamim. There are four different kinds of Talmidim. So some, you know, remember everything, some remember nothing, some remember the good, some remember the other. So Rav Shech said, some people come to Mashiach and they might remember every word I say. Some people, they're there for 5 years, they don't remember a word I say. Some people say all the Torahs and they can't remember any of the jokes. And some guys, after 5 years in Shia, they can tell every single silly Narish guy joke I told, and they don't remember anything that I said of Torah. So Baruch Hashem, okay, you're not one of those. Surfing is okay. Okay, good. All right, getting back to the story. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Roydeif. Okay. So the Gemara is a Chiddush. The Mishnah is a Chiddush in Sanhedrin that a Roydeif is subject to the rules of Kibbutz Rav. And he's not a potter. He's potter for Mamanus. It's a tremendous Chiddush, but Lamaik sets a very Shiddush. Comes the Gemara as a Machlekes Amaroyim about a nuance of a detail in the Dinim of Roydeif, but a very, not just a technical detail, a very, very fundamental detail. With the following Shaila. Reuven is Roydeif HaChaveirin. So he says, a Bob Machteres, that's the original case. He's a Bob Machteres, a Roydeif HaChaveirin. And in the process, when he's being Bob Machteres, he's digging under the in the backyard, he's breaking through. He's in the state of being a Bob Machteres. He steals an animal also. And he takes the animal home with him. And Beis Din finds him. And they say, hey, give back that animal. And what does the guy say? No, I don't have to give back the animal. You know why? Because I acquired that chi of mammon, the heishes exil, I required that chi of to return the animal simultaneous to the moment that I was mischayev benafshi. Nobody caught me, so I wasn't tachlan, never was a chayev bezin, that's true, but I was a roydeif, I was a kim levidramine, and therefore you want to take away this animal from me, you want to take me to a din Torah, tough luck, kim levidramine, I can keep the animal. What do you think about that, Shiloh? Who remembers? So it was Machlekes Rav and Rava, right? Rava, Machlekes yourselves. Machlekes Amaroyim, what the din is in such a case? So Rav says, in Hochinami, that's the din. Believe it or not, that's talk of the din. That any chi of mammon that was created at a time when I was Bava Machteres is canceled based on the call of Kibbutz Ramine. He can mamash keep the animal. And Rava said, no, he can't keep the animal. You know why? Rava says, that's not a chi of mammon that was created. You aren't mischayev in mammon. What is that? What is that? Why do you have to return the animal? Because it's his animal. Chiyumon means I burned down your house, so Bezos is going to come and take $1,000 out of my pocket. That's called the chiyumon. Or I shoot an arrow and I rip through your shirt, for example. So Bezos is going to come and make me pay for that shirt. That's called the chiyumon. That's Kibbutz Rami. What's that Kibbutz Rami day for me to return what's yours? If I'm sure the animal's still in the head, it's still around, still intact. That's not called Kibbutz Rami day. Of course you have to return your animal. Didn't Rav realize that? Didn't Rav know that? So Rav said no. Rav said, the returning of an animal that was stolen, even though the animal is technically, physically intact, is also considered to be like a ischayvus abamin. You know why? Because comes Rav and says, who owns the animal now? When I steal an animal, who's the owner of the animal? Who's kind of the animal? Who owns the animal, quote unquote? The ganav. He made a kinyan geneva, right? He picked it up. He was moshechit. It's good. Haraya, he owns the animal. Who's got to pay if it gets hit by lightning? The ganav has to pay. So from the fact that the ganav has a chi of achrayas in the animal, Zetman Fendor says, Rav, the chi of achrayas in the animal translates to mean, there's a chi of einzit. Chi of einzit means that it basically belongs, it's shel haganav. If it's shel haganav, making him pay it is mitzi mamon mehim. And kimei ramine, you can't do that. That's Rav's theory. So according to Rav, because of the chiyuv einzin, that gets this whole ball rolling. If it belongs to the ganav, it's called a tzaras mammon, kibbutz ramine. The gear says, somebody disagrees with Rav. Why do they disagree with Rav? What nekuda do they disagree with Rav with? They say, no. We agree there's a chiyuv einzin. Can't argue with that. That's a mission. It's a positive chumash. Heishas exela. What do they disagree with? Chiyuv Onsen doesn't make it shall like Hanav. Chiyuv Onsen means it's a Chiyuv Onsen. That's all there is right no more. It doesn't make it shall like Hanav. Just because you have an Onsen on something doesn't mean you own the object. Mashal Ma David Omer. What was the Mashal? Midid Have Ashoyel. Fereshik Monsen Hadid. I put this Gemara back on the Marmor Kamas. Midid Have Ashoyel. So comes Rava and says, Chiyuv Onsen doesn't tell me this fundamental truth called shall like Hanav. It's just a Chiyuv Onsen. It's like a Shoyel. And therefore, it would not be called Eino Motzi Mammon. That's not called being Motzi Mammon because it still belongs to the original Nignav. And therefore, Kibbutz Ramine is not relevant. That's the Machlokes Amoraim. So the Machlokes Amoraim is fundamental. It's unbelievable. It's a lumdish of Machlokes. Everyone agrees to all the facts on the table. It's a question of how to interpret the facts. Everybody agrees to so many things here. This is like a classic example. The Rambam writes that most Machlokesim in Shas, everyone agrees to 99.99% of the story. We usually think that, oh, the Tanoim were arguing about everything. The Amoraim were fighting everything they were fighting about. They agreed upon every Likuda. There are about 100,000 different pieces of information that go into that last point. And then the last nuance, that's what they argue about. The reason why we think there's so many Machloksim, but everything is disagreed upon, is because that's what we spend all our time, because that's where the excitement, that's what that explains, that highlights the lumbus of the Halacha. The Likudas that everybody agrees to, there's not that much to talk about all the time. Let's say you have a big Machlokes about, you're allowed to do such and such thing on Shabbos. Everyone agrees that there are lamites b'lachos on Shabbos, and everyone agrees ain bishlach habishlum. Everyone agrees 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then they have machlokes: is this part of that rule, or not part of that rule? So too over here, look at what everyone agrees to. Everyone agrees there's a din of roidef. Everyone agrees there's a din of kemud ramine by roidef. These are all bichidushim. There's a pash of roidef. There's a pash of kemud ramine. Everyone agrees that a ganav is chayv anitzin. Everyone agrees to that, right? Everyone agrees that kemud ramine exists. Everyone agrees that Kibbutz Ramine only works that you can't be Maitzi Mamon. Now the question is, how do you, and everyone agrees it's a Chiv Onsen. The question is, right here, this is the box. This is where they part ways. This is where Rav and Rabbi part ways. Does the Chiv Onsen translate to mean it's Shel HaGanov? Or does the Chiv Onsen mean, no, it's Bidi Dehavi HaShoyel? That's the only point that they're arguing with. But that point of difference is now going to impact on the application of this Kibbutz Ramine to this particular case. So that's the lumdus, very, very lumdus shashad is going on. It's not really a kibbutz ramine machlokes. It's not really a reidif machlokes. It's really a hilchos geneva machlokes. It's really a lubim machlokes. It's not really a sanhedrin machlokes. So far, so good. Comes in the Gemara and says, believe it or not, it actually happened. Mamish happened. Happened to Rava. Rava had his sheep stolen by some Bav Machteres. Some guy broke into his backyard, his Bav Machteres, stole his sheep. Walked away with the sheep. The Bezin found the guy, and the Bezin said, you better pay, because we paskin halacha, not like Rav. We paskin that the Chiv Onsen does not make a shalaganov. We paskin this is not called Maitzi Mamon, and we paskin Kimmel Rami doesn't apply. So Bezin sent the guy a psak and says, go return the sheep to Rava. And what did Rava say? I can't take them. I won't take the sheep back. You know why? Hayol v'nafak mipumei derav. Because according to Rav, I'm not entitled to get those sheep back. I can't take something that's tainted money. Even though we don't paskin like Rav, we paskin Allah against Rav, Nimri Begum against Rav. So that whole but nothing proved the Rav. It's like, covered the Rav, Rav Shita. It was a Havamina, it was a Shia, it was a suffix that the money wasn't entitled to me. Can you imagine? This is how Shomer Torah Mitzvah views money. The same way in Kashrus, I won't put anywhere on the table anything as a shayla. It's not mahadrim and mahadrim with 15 hashkachas on it. It won't come anywhere near my house. That's how money is also. If there's a shayla, there's a suffix, it's a mahadrim. It's money, it's treif. It's treif. You have to look at Geneva's treif. It's bad. It's as bad as eating treif. So comes Rav and says, hov enough and put me the Rav. So comes Taisus on the spot and says, I don't understand Rav. B'chol don't understand Rav. Even in the worldview of Rav, because again, Rav is being cheshish for Rav, sheep that was rejected by Allah. Even according to Rav, let's say the sheep were stolen from Rav, not from Rav. They were stolen from Rav, and we would paskin Kibla Midramine. What does Kibla Midramine mean? What do the words mean, Kibla Midramine? It means Beis Din can't enforce it. But what can happen? He's supposed to pay anyway. Well, my son of God is supposed to pay, even according to Rav. Even though Rav held this is a perfect 100% correct application of Kibla Midramine. But Taisa says, Lididon, according to our reading of Bavakama, Bavatsiya, what we thought Subas was, which we never really got to, we're not really learning Subas now, comes, tells us, and says, according to our understanding of Chayvadin Shemayim, this Gemara is falling a little bit flat. You know why? What was Rava's problem? Rava didn't want to take the money. I understand you don't want to take money if the money's not Magia to you. If you're not entitled to the money, you shouldn't take the money. You are Magia to the money. If the Ganav would ask the Bezin, what should I do? The Bezin would say, give Rav the money. Give him back the sheep. Even according to Rav, again, Rav is Shalek Halacha. The whole thing is Shalek Halacha. But even in the worldview of Rav, the Kibbutz Ramine is appropriate over here. Midi Chayvei De Shemayim. You're still Chayvei De Shemayim. So what was Rav's problem? Why didn't Rav want to take the sheep back? What was wrong with taking the sheep back? Mitai Chaim HaKushi Rabbi Isai, which we shine him, are jumping for joy. Mitai Chaim HaKushi. All the other Rishayim. According to Rabbeinu David, this is his raya. This is why Rabbeinu David is in Sanhedrin. Anyone notice? Rabbeinu David brought this as a raya, didn't he? He brought this as a raya. He says, if I'm wrong, and you're going to tell me that Taiz is right, there's a real bona fide chiyuv din shamayim, every case of kibud ramane to pay back, then Rav's refusal to receive the sheep back doesn't make any sense. It was nothing. It was a meaningless midas chasidus. It was totally ridiculous. Let him take a sheep back. But says Rabbeinu David of Amrai that Kimud Rami itself never kicks in the Chibud De Shemayim. In the three cases where there's a Schaivus Midas, where there's an agreement with Chayv Chaim the Diburo, then and only then is there an Inyan to pay back. This is not one of those three. This is a God. There's no Chaim the Diburo. The God have never made an agreement to give back the sheep. Bishlam, the Esnan, will tell the guy, pay the Zayda. By the Akkad Stein, will tell the guy, give back the money. Give back the figs. By Chayv Chaim, will tell the guy, pay for the animal food. But over here, we're not going to tell the guy anything. If the guy will come, the Ganav will ask us, according to Rav's worldview, the Kibbutz Ramani applies here. If the Ganav will come and ask a Shiloh, Rabbi, what do I do? I want to do tshuva. What do I do? Do I give back the animal? What's the answer? No, don't give back the animal. You have nothing to gain. What are you gain? For what? Chibbutz Shemaim doesn't exist. Chayv L'Kam Diburo, there was no Dibur that was said. Don't give back the animal. Eat to keep the animal for yourself. You won. You got the animal. You're a Russian Marushia, Brodif, Bamachteris, but you got an animal for free. So says Rabbeinu David, Abba Zoy, now I understand, why Rav didn't want to take it back. Because even though Api Halacha, he was really entitled to it, because Rav is not accepted the Halacha, we reject Rav's view, we hold that Kimlei doesn't apply here, because it's not called Hotzos Mammon anyway, but hold and nothing, but with the Rav, since according to Rav, it would have been inappropriate, it would have been Geneva for me to take back the animal, because the Taka belongs to the other guy, so then I understand perfectly well why Rav didn't want to do it. We could plug in, according to the Meiri, the same Pizman. According to the Meiri, all of these Gemaras, Estanach, it's Te'ein Nechas Mesapara, which served as the sources for Tysus' theory that there's a Chiyuv Tzeis De Shemayim. According to the Meiri, none of these Gemaras exist. Because these Gemaras are all talking about a Chiyuv De Adam in a case of Ischaivus Midas. But in a case where there's no Ischaivus Midas, like the case of the Ganov, what's the din? Kibbutz Ramane is an absolute 100% what? What is it? 100% Poter. There's no reason to give back the sheep. According to Rav. And therefore, Rav wouldn't take the sheep back, even with the Evan, holding up with the Rav. And according to the Ramah, also, according to the Ramah, you don't got to give it back. There's no reason to give it back. Nothing. So Rav didn't want tainted money. But according to Taisus, it's Takapel. It's Takapel according to Taisus. Why? Lama, Lo, Wakach, Rava, Habahemas. After all, the Ganav was supposed to give it back anyway in Dinei Shemayim. That's the dilemma of Tosfos.
Rabbeinu David and the other Rishonim there. Where do we draw the line? Yesterday we said with Bava Metzia with Losach, so I'm like, it's understood that when someone's going to do that, that you have to pay right. back. So when do you say, like, it's understood that when someone steals, you have
no,
to pay back?
No, it's understood Losach, it's understood that I agreed. She'ela is a relationship with Yisrael's Midas. So it's understood when I borrow a sheep that I'm gonna feed the sheep. When a Ganav does not have to pay because it's understood that he agreed to pay back. He pays back because of Terek, because we caught him. Right.
Ramah is limited to a Schaivus Midas as well. He can't have it.
No.
If he pays.
No.
Meaning with the Evid, if Rubber would have.
Rubber didn't want it. Rubber doesn't want it.
Right. Rubber doesn't want it because we didn't set. What I'm saying,
because he would. You want to say, according to Ramah, it's also a little bit of a problem.
Just take it,
please. Right. Right. I mean, according to the Ramah, but lechatchila, I don't want to take it
right.
because the guy's not chayv to give
I'm
it. Right.
Maybe it's dafke.
I don't know. Not sure. So this is the kasha of Tosfos. This is a bomb kasha. This was such a bomb kasha that not only did Tosfos ask this kasha, Tosfos Rosh asked the kasha also, and Tosfos Rosh was so bothered with this kasha. You know what he did? He said, "There's only one way out. You won't believe this one." Yeah. Did I put the Tosfos Rosh in the Maamar Kamos? He says, the Girsa cannot be Rava. It can't be Rava who refused to take the animals back. It must be who? It must be Rava. What do you mean by changing it to Aleph to a Hey? You won't believe this one. Rava holds what? Lo Asratar Esther Nafil Balimai. Who was the one who made the statement, Esther Nafil Balimai? Who was it? Rava. The Rava holds not true. And therefore, by extension, what else does Rava hold? What else is not true? A coat to Ain is not true. Right? Who is the other one who held a coat to Ain is not true, by the way? Rav Papa held a coat to Ain because Rav Papa gave the different Okimta. Right? And what else is not true? This Bryce is not true. I mean, the Bryce is true. It's just maybe the Bryce is following Rabbi Meir, who says Adam Lokum Mishalim. Or maybe, lo and behold, take a look back at Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. There was another answer given to this Bryce. How you Lokum Mishalim? Anyone saw the other answer? Who's got a Bar Mitzvah Tzadi Aleph there? That was one answer. The Gemara gave a few answers. One was Rabbi Meir. One was Esther Nasatar Filibal Imo. And then you won't believe this one. Amar Rav Papa, Mishas Mashicha, Yichayev Leib Mizanaseha, Umokal Alok Yachas Chasima. Rav Papa says, Yichayev the Mizan is from the moment that you take the animal to your Rishus, and the Chi of Malchus isn't until when? Isn't until the moment that you actually muzzle the animal. What does that sound like, Rabbi? I say, who remembers first semester? It ain't what? It's not Vasachas. Anyone remember? Korosh Yerayim, right? Remember that? Okay. It's not Vasachas. You want to get sharp? It's Rav Papa who just gave that teretz. What was wrong with Rava's teretz? Because Rav Papa, Lashitas, and Bavakama didn't buy into Rava's teretz. Because Rav Papa and Rava were on a whole different wavelength. They denied Esedas Atarfil Balimel. They denied Akaitz Te'ena. They denied Chais Mesaparo. In Achirami, that was Rava speaking, not Rava. Quite a sharp Taisus Arash. I mean, he doesn't say all that. I just added the nuances Taisus Arash. But a Taisus Arash was so bothered. I just want to see the degree of bother that this Kasha led. Everybody in the Middle Ages, nobody could sleep over this kasha. Rabbi Dovid sitting around thinking about this kasha, thinking, this kasha is the source of my pshat. The Meiri says, this kasha is the source of my pshat. The Ramah says, everyone's looking at this Gemara and said, and this is the experiment. Half the Rishonim are walking away with this Gemara and taking it right to the bank. And the Bali Ataisis are left to high and dry. The Bali Ataisis, the poor Bali Ataisis, they're trying to figure out, what do we do with this kasha? We developed this whole Yisoid called Chayim Adin Shemayim. We thought we convinced you there's a Din of Chayim Adin Shemayim, and the Gemara is just falling flat on its face if there's a Chayim Adin Shemayim. To such an extent, Taisa Rush said, you know what? I'd rather change an Aleph to a Hay and make a Machlekes Amarayim and a Razzle Dazzle Shitasu and a Pup and Rob and Rob make the whole change the whole world rather than have to deal with this kasha. Rav. This is Rav being machmer for Rav. He's being machmer to say that Kimmel Dramani applies here, and therefore I don't want to take it. Because Rav held, whenever Kimmel Dramani applies, so then there's no Chivot Tzei Shemayim. So when there's no Chivot Tzei Shemayim, it would be tainted money. If Rav is right. Halacha, Rav isn't right anyway, but Leshitas Rav, in Rav's worldview, it would be Kimmel Dramani. Well, you see what the difference between Aleph and Hay makes? According to Tzadik Rush, Esther Nasa Torah is a Machlekes Amarayim. We didn't know that until 30 seconds ago. We thought everybody, this is like Torah's Moshe, Esther Nasa Torah, Filibal Lipa, everybody agrees to that. It's like Kvira to deny that. And no, it's not Kvira. It's Machlekes. Something's not Kvira. This is not Kvira. This is a Machlekes. But it's getting back to that story. But Tzadik didn't change Alice to Hayes. They had a Gemara. They weren't changing yourselves. And the last place they were going were Rabbeinu David, Meiri, and Ramah. They think they're right. And therefore, they were willing to tackle head-on this kasha in Sanhedrin. And they came with a gevaldike teretz. Who saw the Taisus? What does Taisus say? Who saw Taisus? Here's the Taisus. Did I put the Taisus? I put the one that says Sanhedrin on the Marmukum. What's the one that I put on? Did it play appears in a few different places? Tema! Who remembers we said last week, right? A tame is not an entire. A tame is a kasha. Hamechayva says they shemaim. Do you want to break a poilim? Kabechayis and par v'dashba. Esos starfil balimai. Not even misyaches to the fact that anybody said otherwise. You know, they quote. Look at the way they quote it. Tyson. They say k'da'om of a break a poilim, as it says in Bavitzia Tzadiyala. They don't say nothing in Bavitzia Tzadiyala about chayv des shemaim. There are at least three other pshat b'drushenim. But if you're learning in Tyson's yeshiva, then you go down Tyson's line of reasoning. So Tyson says, in our world, there's only one way of reading that gemara in Tzadiyala. V'yesh loymar tekan lo hayu rotzim lahachzir elim kein yischayv b'dinei adam. So here's what Tosis just said. Tosis said, you want to know why Rabbah When Rava, sorry about that. I mixed up. When Rava refused to take the sheep back, Rava knew these guys off from Gamskud. He recognized these guys. He knew these guys. He knew these were not the greatest Chayva de Shabayim guys. Haraya, they're going off him. They're Bob Machtaros. They're not the firmest guys. Listen, if Beis Din makes them pay, they're going to pay because, you know, Beis Din is going to take the money away from anybody. So they're not going to fight the system. But to get a Midas Chassidus out of these guys, you're not going to get. When these guys returned the animals, why did they return the animals? They returned the animals of Seisu de Shemayim. Why they return the animals? Because they knew Beis Din's going to come after them in a minute anyway. So they're returning the animals with a certain das, certain mindset. What's the mindset? That we're chayav to pay the animals. In the worldview of Rav, because again, this is Rav trying to be chayshish for, in the worldview of Rav, which is not lahalacha, but in his worldview, are they really chayav and didn't have them to pay back the animals? No, because kimi dramini kicks in. Again, according to Rav's understanding. So Rav, who's trying to live the world, the standards of Rav, it turns out that these ganavim who are returning the animals are returning it under mistaken notion. They're returning it thinking that the chayv and dinei adam, and they're not really. Comes the Tyson and says, I don't want to take that kind of money. I don't want to take that tainted money. Chayv and dinei shemayim means that if a guy's willing to come forward and do tshuva and pay b'dinei shemayim, then you're allowed to take it. So we're looking at, says Tosfos, if these guys would have come crying to Rav and Erev Yom Kippur and said, listen, Rav, we want to be chayzeh b'tshuva, we know that we're not really chayev, we all know we pass like Rav, we don't want to hold on to these animals, we want to be chayzeh and tshuva and chayev b'dinei shemayim, Rav would have taken the animals with a smile on his face. That's the b'chol, not what happened. They were given back with the understanding that the chayev, which was really true, Mahalacha, they were really right. They really were chayev, because we don't pass like Rav. But according to Rav's understanding, they weren't really chayev, and the best it would have been was the chayev de Sein Shemayim. Rav didn't want to take mistaken money. It's given back under false pretenses. That's Tosfos' pshat. Whoa, what a pshat in the Gemara. The Imam should have to stand backwards, upside down, and turn the Gemara back on its head, because Tosfos said, Kedisim Vavetziyat Savtali Aleph, because these Pirushim weren't on the radar screen. In their understanding of Chayav Din Shemayim is an absolute, so then you have to give a new Chiddush. The Chayav Din Shemayim only makes sense when the Chiv is being done with Teres Din Shemayim. When you're trying to get back with Teres Bei Adam, and it happens to be Klape Shemayah Gaya Chayav Din Shemayim, that's not a Tashlumen that we want to accept.
Can we say now that Chayav Latisi Din Shemayim is not really a Chiv, it's really a choice?
Yeah, it's a choice if you want to. It's a choice you have with your Bunchal.
So it's not really a Chiv?
It's a Chiv Latisi Din Shemayim.
I'm sorry, you're
chayv to be chayv to Shemayim. Let's say to Shemayim, but I don't want to. I don't want to be chayv to Shemayim. I'm chayv to learn Torah also today. I'm not interested. I'm chayv to do a lot of things.
It's a chiyuv.
It's not going to be enforced in Beis and Shomala. It's going to be enforced in Beis and Shomala. But tachlis, it's only a chiyuv in Beis and Shomala. I'm giving back on the false understanding. Whatever you want to call it, I don't know how you want to be mocked with it, but at the end of the day, the Ganovim were not willing to do this Midas Chassidus or this Chivat Heisei Shemayim. The Ganovim would do what the Shechachish Mishpat required of them, no more, no less. And even that, they were only willing to do because they thought they're going to knock them over the heads if they don't do it. This is quite a Chiddush, as Tosfos. This is a big Chiddush, but Tosfos is Mamash in the corner. What do you want from Tosfos? They had no other choice. Either that or change the Aleph to a Hey. Those are your two choices, whichever you think is easier to do.
And he's giving it, so then...
Hold on.
Assuming that's true, then how is Rav allowed to, not give the guy an opportunity to encounter it?
No, Rav could be Michael on that. Rav could say, listen, I'm not going to hold you... Rav could be Michael. There's always a guy who's willing to come forward. Let's say a guy has a chiv, and then the other one comes to me pay, and I say, I don't want it. Means he didn't take it. That means he's releasing him from his claims. When the guy comes and the ganav comes to Din Shemayim, the Chamei Beis Mishana, so the Bonshom is going to hold the ganav accountable because Rav wanted to be from. I don't think so. In the end, the Shemayim was going to be happy with each other. It was going to be friendly. Rav, the ganav, Rav, everyone's all happy. Shalom Yisrael. So Rabbi Sai, I just want everyone to appreciate what Tyson had to go through. How much he had to work to come up with this teretz. Everybody say, this teretz may work, but may not work. I'll tell you why. There's something fundamentally problematic with this teretz. whatever it says on the board is okay. Because what Tosus wrote on the board, Chayav Adin Shemayim, you know, I can live with what Tosus just said. I can swallow the terrors. Until I add one more piece of information. And that's a comment that Rashi makes in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph and Aleph. When Rashi quotes the same Gemara, Rashi was the one responsible for this whole Shittas HaTosis. Rashi is the first one who said, Chayav Adin Shemayim. Rashi Limshan Nesan HaSatara. Rashi Limshan HaChos Tzapar. Rashi Limshan HaKotz Te'ina. Based on Chayav Adin Shemayim, Rashi adds on one piece of information that Taka doesn't appear on Tosis. Rashi puts teeth into the Chayav Adin Shemayim. Up until now, we've been saying Chayav Adin Shemayim is nice and cute. You know, between you and the Rebbe Shalom, you know, it's nice. Nice, warm, fuzzy, but it doesn't really mean anything in this world. Rashi put some teeth into it. You know what Rashi says? Rashi says, who remembers when we see the first parak? Tfisa! That's what to say about Tfisa? Tfisa l'achshol l'asafek? We talked about it a little bit, okay? There's Tfisa! Tfisa means, sometimes you reach a point in Chayshe Mishpat where the Beis Din can't enforce a particular halacha. And the Beis Din tells us this, we can't do anything about it. We can't help you. Why can't we help you? It's a Motzei Chevel HaRaya. It's a Safek Mamon. Why can't we help you? It's Kibbutz Ramine. Why can't we help you? Because it's only Chayav Adin Shemayim. I'll give you a half a dozen reasons why Beis Din can't help you. But we give them a wink. We say, listen, we can't help you. But if you do the following, we won't stop you. Namely, your Toyfes. If you're Toyfes the money, we're not going to make you give it back. Now, 99.99% of the time, if somebody's toe-face the money, we're going to take the money back from them. You know why? There's another word that we have for a toe-face. You know what he's called? It's called a ganav, okay? And if he does it in broad daylight, it's called a gazlan. But every once in a while, you have a situation where a toe-face is not a ganav. And we will not do anything to assist them in getting that money because our hands are tied for technical reasons, half a dozen reasons. But liachar ma'isa, we're not going to take the money away from him. That's called the principle of tfisa. That's a whole different other story. Okay, it's another. I think we spent a lot of time with Matzir Davav about tweets us back and forth and back and forth. That's a whole sugya of itself. So Rashi adds on, in the middle of such a long Rashi, you may have lost it. I would guess that 99% of the people who read this Rashi wouldn't have noticed this line in Rashi, except for Bekevega's marker. On the Rashi, Bekevega threw down a marker, right? You got the Rashi over here? Rashi says, Inami itofis lobav kiriminei. Rashi says this already predated me from my Rebbeim. Rashi's Rebbeim back in Rashi was born in France, a young man in France. We know Yeshiva was in France at the time. He traveled all the way to Germany to Vermeiza to go learn by the Gedolei Yoelim from Germany. So his Rebbeim told him that Tfisa works. And he says, Vieshtug Mosab of a Kamaprek Meruba. Rashi says, by the way, I reference you on Sadi Alpha Mitzia to Meruba Dafayan. And he says, this Rebbe brought him a right. That's not what the right is. The Tfisa works. So Rashi is Gevalt Kechidish here. And when we say that Kim Abid Ramanine is Chayav Adin Shemayim, it doesn't just mean in Chayav ethically, morally to the Rebbe Shalom, but there's a halachic significance to that called the ability to do Tfisa. Come to Gedolei Acharonim. And let's assume for a moment that Tosus buys into this. Tosus doesn't say Peferish. But let's assume for a moment that Tosus buys into this, that just as Tosus said, Tibet Ramane is Chayav Din Shemayim, Rashi made the equation, Chayav means Din Shemayim, Din Shemayim, which means Tfisa works. Let's assume, put this all into Tosus' sheet as well. And now the Rava story becomes significantly more difficult to swallow. You want to tell me a story that there's a chiyuv adin shemayim and the ganav is coming forward and giving it to you with a certain mistaken pretense. He thinks he's chayav adin yadam. He doesn't realize it. He never would have given it to you. It's in the seat of betals. And Rava doesn't want to touch that kind of money. I understand. The minute you put tfisa into the equation, the minute the halacha permits and sanctions the nignav to actually take the other guy's money, to take the money of Kibbutz Ramine, and Kibbutz Ramine, quote unquote, pachtered, that's a whole different ballgame. The Ganav comes and gives it to Rava. Why doesn't Rava take it? Let him take it. The guy's giving it under certain false pretense. If he would give it under no pretense, he would still be able to keep it. Why? Because Tfisa permits him to keep it. Once Tfisa is an option in Halacha, the Ganav's false understanding, he's giving it under the wrong impression, is not going to be any worse than Tfisa. Kolzman, the Tfisa didn't exist, it wasn't on the radar screen, everything is hinging upon the goodwill of the Ganav, his ethical, moral responsibility to give it back, let's say, Zdei Shemayim. So then, Tais the Shita makes a lot of sense. If the Ganav is not interested in being a moral, ethical, Zdei Shemayim to a person, then we can't take it from him, it's false pretense. But once you say that Tfisa is an option, if Rava would have gone and taken the animal himself, and the Ganav would have been screaming, "You rotten Ganav, you!" He's screaming at Rava and saying, "You have no right to take it, because I was claiming with the keeper of Dramine," and the Halacha would still say that Rava gets to keep it, because Tfisa works. So why in the world should I care one iota about what the Ganav is thinking? If Tfisa is an option, so then Tfisa is more of a chiddush than the Ganav giving it on false pretense. Even Tfisa, where the Ganav doesn't want to give B'chlal, I'm allowed to keep it. So Kav V'chayim, it's not tainted money, B'chlal. That's the kasha. This is a bomb kasha. Everybody has this kasha. Everyone's bomb kasha. This is a kasha. Again, this is assuming that Tosfos buys into Tfisa. I have to be honest, Tosfos never said the word Tfisa here. But assuming that these two things go hand in hand, Chiyuv Deshei Shemayim equals the ability of Tfisa, and the whole teretz of Tosfos that it was on false pretense seems to fall very, very short. That's a kasha.
Why can't Rava just say, "I'm not interested in being Tofes"?
So you want to give a very, very simple teretz. Listen, Rava says, "I'm a nice guy. I'm a Rashiv. I'm not a Tofes. I don't want to. Tofes is just not for me." Your answer is assuming there's something fundamentally not nice about Tofesa. Is that true? If you have case in the luck with Tofesa as an option, does Tofesa mean, listen, we're going to let you do it, and we're not going to make you give it back, but that's not the way a nice bentura does. Or does Tfisa mean, it's in faith. I'm the greatest tamachok, greatest tzaddik in the world. I can still do Tfisa. There's nothing wrong with Tfisa. It's a perfectly legitimate method for me to get my money that's magili. So you're assuming in your teretz certain understanding of Tfisa. The Acharonim were assuming the other tzad of Tfisa. That's why they asked the kasha.
So the marshal.
Marshal, oh, marshal. You thought of it yourself?
We did it.
So in the ktais.
We think it was in the earlier studio.
Yeah, we spoke about the marshal, but you figured out the marshal's application to here?
I know he moved it to Rashi.
Okay. Start the ball rolling. Okay, good. Okay. Comes the ktais. Comes a ktzais and says, the answer to this dilemma is based on the famous Shitas of Maharshal that may or may not exist. For the purposes of the rest of the Shia, we're going to assume it does exist. If not, then we have nothing to talk about now. And we're not going to do Chumash today because we have a whole Shabbaton Chumash. So Rabbi say, we're going to assume for now this Maharshal exists. We assumed it existed last semester, the Shitasein would exist this semester as well. Who remembers the Maharshal? Who remembers Marshall? Who remembers? What? Comes Marshall and says, "Bamed v'am amurim that Tfisa works in Kibbutz Midramine. Not every Kibbutz Midramine does Tfisa work. It sometimes works. Sometimes yeah, and sometimes no. When does it work? Very simple. Those were with us last semester. There are two different categories of Kibbutz Midramine. There's Kibbutz Midramine when the person is mamish, literally killed. His mamish, he was caught by Eidim with Hasra, and his mamish put to death, doesn't have to pay. And then there's the kind of watered down Kibbutz Midramine, which means he did an aveira that should have carried with it a Chimis Bezin, just there was a technicality. There was no Hasra, it was a Shegig, it was a this, it was a that. What do we call that? We lumped that all together. We call it what? Tan v'chizki. That's the chiddush. Tan v'chizki. I learned that from Sukkah v'Braisa. Chayv v'misa shagigin. Okay. So the two kinds of kibbutz midramine. Marshal says b'med dvar mamurim that tfisa works. That's in the tan v'chizki kind of kibbutz midramine. But in real kibbutz midramine, what's the din? The real McCoy, Tfisa doesn't work. Who remembers what we said about that chiluk? What? Who remembers what before we gave the beer? Ein elu ella divrei nevius. Who used that phrase? Ktzais? Ktzais says, Ein elu ella divrei nevius. I don't think he meant it in a complimentary way. He was saying, well, what do the words mean? Make up your mind. Either yeah or no. So the Ktzais gave a beer, though. Chochm Arif Minavi, he gave a beer. Comes the Ktzais and says, the beer dover is fairly simple. When we learned last semester about the two kinds of kibbutz rabbinis, one is the real McCoy, one is real kibbutz rabbinis, and one is tanz v'chizkiyah. Chai of mamish, and actually ne'enash. And the second one is what? The second one is tanz v'chizkiyah, that if you did an aveira that would have carried with chibbutz mezim, but it didn't quite happen. They're not just two nuances of kibbutz rabbinei, but they're working in fundamentally different ways. When the person was mamish nenash, when he was literally put to death, so the Ramban had a line, remember way, way back at the beginning of Sekhaz Makos, the Ramban and the Ritva, who remembers? What was the Yisrael of the Ramban and the Ritva? It's nichlal, and the onesh achomor is the onesh akal. When you put a guy to death, you gave him everything. You killed him. So nichlal and killing him, you took away his money, took away everything. Not just his life. You took away his money, took away everything from him. The einish is nichlal. The einish akal is nichlal. The einish ki'ilu, the einish was meted out to him. He already paid the money. If he already paid the money, how could you turn around with a straight face and say, he's still chayav din shemayim, and therefore tefisa is going to work. Tefisa is going to work. He's not chayav the money anymore. He paid it already. If I steal something from you and I pay you, and then your tefisa is more, what do we say? What are you? Yeah. You're a ganav. Tefisa only makes sense when there's still an outstanding debt. If the outstanding debt's been paid already, whether it's been paid literally with dollars and cents, with an animal, from your ticket out of your account, or whether you paid with your life, and the Ramban and Maseches Bachas told you that Yesh B'chlam Asayim Mona, that paying money is included in the Einish that was meted out to you, you paid the money already. Vosva Chayv Dishman. Vosva Tefisa. How's the tefisa? What's the tefisa? Where's the tefisa? Who's going to be tefis? You're going to be your tefis. You can only begin to think, maybe, can say, tefisa works when? When maybe does tefisa work? Maybe? Maybe when? If you never really paid the money, if I'm saying you never got killed yet, if you never got killed yet, I tan v'chizkiya. So who remembers? What was the lumdus of tan v'chizkiya? Tan v'chizkiya is true, but it's not identical to classic kibbutz rabbinei. When is a real onesh? Ki'ilu shilem. When a tanz v'chizkiyah is not ki'ilu shilem, you didn't pay anything yet. You didn't get killed yet. What is it? Tanz v'chizkiyah is what? One word. What is it? It's a poter. It's a poter b'mamon. It's not ki'ilu shilem b'mamon. That's real kibbutz rabbinei. It's a poter b'mamon. Famous form. We spoke about this, right? We talked about this ketzais. Comes the ketzais now with the punchline. Based on this Maharshal, the way he just explained, touched up this Maharshal, all we have to do to salvage our sugya is to accomplish one thing. What do we have to do? We have to make sure that the type of kibbutz rabbinei that we have on our hands is what kind of a kibbutz rabbinei? We need a what? Which kind? We need this one, right? This is what we're looking for. Right? Because we want to get out of tefisa. We want to say, tefisa doesn't apply in the case in Sanhedrin. Because once you say tefisa works in Sanhedrin, then the whole Tosfos Teretz falls flat. So we want to really solve the problem. We want to say that tefisa is not on the radar screen. Why? This is not, Tosfos is not giving this Teretz. Tosfos said, you are Chayav D'Shamayim. But Tosfos is saying his own Teretz. He wants to salvage and say, Tfisa doesn't make sense in Sanhedrin because he was already ne'anash and he was already kilu shilem. Hayeshki Rabbeisai, what's wrong with the Ketzos Teretz? He's walking around as a free man. He's not ne'anash, that's in jail. He's not killed, he's on the base of Skila. He's walking around like a free man. He got out of the Machteris. So what do you mean he's ki'ilu, ki'ilu nana? What do you mean he was nana shereti? What's the answer? This is where the k'tzais, one of the many, he shows his gavlos. What does the k'tzais say? Reidev is called Kim Levi Dramine. Which Kim Levi Dramine is Reidev? Which one is it? If you would have asked me, and I guarantee I ask anybody else here, which one of Kim Levi Dramine would you put Reidev into? Category 1 or category number 2? I would say this is the ultimate number 2, right? He's not killed. How can it be anything more than number 2? Zoch the k'tzais, he's number 1. Why is he number 1? Why is he number 1? Who's going to tell me? What does Reidev have? You have to know where to put Reidev. Is Reidev closer to this or Reidev closer to that? I would say number 2. What's the common denominator between Reidev and number 2? The guy's alive and well, and this guy's alive and well. Here the guy's dead. No. Says it tells no. It's not true. The Reidev is significantly closer to what? To here. Tell me why. Why is the Reidev closer to here? Two magic words. If you say more than 2 words, you got it wrong. A Reidev is a what? A Gavra what? He's dead. At the time that he's a Reidev, he's dead. He was killed. What you saw, imagine, you saw a guy break into somebody's house, you've witnessed, you won't believe this one, Rabbi Say. I'll give you a hint. Trivia question from the Parsha. Which Parsha in Chumash, in Parsha's Beshalach, did you watch when you saw a guy break into a house and walk out scot-free? Which Parsha in Chumash? You say it every morning. Oz Yashem Moshe, Beloshen Osid, Mikan Lua, Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. You saw Tchias HaMesim. You watched Tchias HaMesim. The Bob Machteris was dead, Api Alocha, because the guy was Ketir, you didn't kill him. The guy was Bechal Shabbos, B'Shegeg, you couldn't kill him. He was never Gavra Ketila. He was the point of Amun. But the Reidev is closer to the guy who was killed in the base of Skila than the guy who walked away because he was a Shegeg. In a million years, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, if I had to compare, right, you have to look at, is a Reidev closer to a guy who was killed for Chil Shabbos or a guy who forgot the Anala to take out watermelon seeds on Shabbos? Who's he closer to? So I would have said a Reidev is much closer to the Shegeg. Why? The Shegeg is alive and the Bamachteris is alive. That's what I would have said. And the Ketzel says, no, you misunderstood the Gebras and you looked at superficiality. You looked at the externals. Internally, he's much closer up to the guy who's Chayev who was killed in the base of Skila. Because the guy who was killed in the base of Skila was a guy for Ketila. So it was Ketila, he was killed, and the Reidev was a guy for Ketila also. I, now the Reidev is alive, Chesem Hesem, it's always possible. That's what Ketzel says. I ask you, this is not unbelievable? This is not godless of a godless? Is the Ketzel right or not? I can say it with trepidation. Is it Ketzais right or not? He just made an unbelievable assumption about the nature of the Kim Ramane of Reidev. He's assuming not only is Reidev a Kim Ramane, we weren't even sure that was true in the first place, but Chazal told us it is, so we bow to their understanding. He told us that Reidev is the ultimate Kim Ramane, even without Tom Chizki gets the Kim Ramane. That's quite a chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Anyone know what the answer to that is? Is that correct or not? Ever Gemara Sanhedrin? Where's Gemara Sanhedrin? Listen to a Rashi in Masechet Sanhedrin, the fine base, on the Mishnah. Baba Machteres v'shibras achovis. That means a case where he was potentially Chayim Bisi. He could have been treated as a Reidev. Shenita Rishus Lebalabayis Lahargo, Potter B'Lashalim, V'chiv Misa V'chiv Tashlumin Boin Kiechad. Listen to this, guys. V'yafo Pisha Nitzal Potter B'na Tashlumin. The Kaimalon, Chayiv Misa Shogigin, Gon Shal Hitzu Behen, Ein Mishaman Mamon Shima Misa, Afo Pisha Ein Nehragin. What did Rashi just say? Anyone heard what I just read? I'm sorry to say that Rashi also dealt with this question. It's as if Rashi 500 years earlier was already being menabe to this problem. Rashi was also addressing the issue. What kind of Kim Levi Dramine is a Reidev? Is a Reidev number 1 or is a Reidev number 2? And Rashi said he's a what? He's a number 2. If he's a number 2, the entire pshat of the Ketzais disappears. sit here. The entire pshat unravels. The Ktzosis pshat is only as true as what? Only as true as his equation to putting Rodif into the first category is. So the Ktzosis took on Rashi. That doesn't bode well for his pshat. You know why? Because what's his pshat trying to defend? He's trying to defend Rashi's Tvisa pshat. They just ran into trouble with Rashi and Sanhedrin. So again, we have to be matzdik as a tzaddik, the Hilik Ktzos. To our Rishayim was Sanhedrin Ktzos. There's a Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin that calls a Rodi. Have a Yad Ramah here? You want to get it on the computer? A Ramah? Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin? There's a Yad Ramah that says that a Rodef is Dino can number one. Okay, so we could breathe a half a sigh of relief, but it's not going to solve the fundamental problem, maybe Rashi. We're trying to defend. How did Rashi say, Tfisa works? What do you mean Tfisa works? If Tfisa works, then why doesn't Rava want it? What's the problem? The Tfisa, why is the giving back, the mistaken pita, why is it worse than Tfisa? So the Ktzos is going the right direction. The Ktzos has to show us that Tfisa doesn't work here. That's the goal of the Ktzos. You have to show me that Tfisa doesn't work. That's what you must accomplish. But no matter how you figure it out, you have to figure out a way to show me that Tfisa doesn't work. So the Ktzos used the Marshal, who at first he wasn't sure where the Marshal was coming from, but he gave a nice beer in the Marshal. And the Marshal said, when Zachir Misa Mamish, it's Ke'ilu Shilem, that's great, that's Kevaldik, and therefore there's no Tfisa. That would all be great, except for that one missing link, that's not Shittas Rashi. Okay, Ramafi. I hope this is the right one. Listen to this Yad Ramah. Just listen to this Yad Ramah. Everyone's getting excited in this one. Okay? So he says, Abba Machteres is Patim Lashalim. Hovin is Chayav Misa B'Shashvir Sachavis. Vafilu Lamandi Yom Chayav Misa Shogim Chayav Lashalim. Namely, those who disagree with what? Anyone out there who may disagree with Tan V'Chizkiyah? Hasim Hu Delo HaVechiyav Misa Klau. Hacha B'Hai Shaita. Miyat Hava Ikachiyav Misa. What did the Yadu Majah say? That Rodef is more than Tan V'Chizkiyah. Rodif is not like Rashi said. Rodif is only called Kimmel Dramani because of Tan V'Chizkiyah. The Yad Ramah says, Shteit Beferish, black on white, on the screen, it's there, if everyone to see. Beferish, says the Yad Ramah, that even if somehow, some reason, you think that Tan V'Chizkiyah is not right, the Rodif is better than Tan V'Chizkiyah. The Rodif is category number one. So we could breathe a half-baked sigh of relief. If the Yad Ramah would be right, then the Ktzos's trap would work for Das Rashi. But we have to end like that on a Thursday, 2:32 already. It's not as much as we love the Ktzos, the Cholev. We're looking for something else, Shittas Rashi. We're looking for a different beer in Shittas Rashi. Let's just recap for a second, by saying, how do we get here? What are we doing here? Because we're learning Ksuba, stuff Lama Gimel, remember? To retrace that tracks, make sure the supply routes are still intact. How do we get here? I don't even remember myself. How do we get here? What happened? Oh yeah, right. The Gemara had a brisa. Oh, we had a brisa. What did the brisa say? The brisa quoted Machlokes from Mandra Abonon. A guy is teveach on Shabbos. Is he chayav to pay dal v'hei or not? And why are we talking about that? Because we're trying to figure out Reish Lakish's of Kimper in the Mishnah about whether the Ba'anis as a chayso is chayav mamon or not. I forgot even that's like from Kodesh my Sebrachus. So let's stick at least to start with this brisa. So we had this cryptic brisa about being chayav Machlokes from Mandra Abonon. So the Gemara thought that having an argument about Kibbutz Ramine, the Gemara rejected it and said, nah, everyone knows Kibbutz Ramine. The case is Ayadei Shaliach. Ayadei Shaliach, so we got sidetracked a little bit. How's the Shalichas here? It's Ein Shalichas V'Avera. So we had a whole shiur, 2 days this year. A couple of snows, a couple of inches of snow out of that one, a couple of feet, a couple of inches. What's the difference between friends? But Lamaisa, we set over the whole Shalichas story. So then the Gemara Marzutra jumped on and said, wait a minute, how can that be? If you do it yourself, you're potter, and you do the shlichi chayav, that doesn't make it. That undermines shlich shom kemaisai. So Gemara says, no. This is also chayav. You're also chayav. It's only kibbutz ramine, but you're also chayav. So Tosfos said, oh, what do you mean you're also chayav? That smacks of chayav tes deshemayim. That's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying. That's what Rashi sounds like he's saying. It sounds like the chayav tes deshemayim. So Tosfos said that would have been a great shot except the fact that it happens to be talking about knas, and by knas there's no chiyuv de shemayim. We have no idea why that should or not be true. That's the second half of the sugya. But we stopped Tosfos and we said, hey, wait a second. You, Tosfos, just told us, and you threw a few gemaras at us, to tell us, Esther Asra Torah, you started to reference gemaras in Sadi Aleph, and gemaras in Bavakala, and Mtsiya, which developed as Yisrael Kochavet Seis Deshemayim. So we questioned Tosfos, where did he get it from? So we showed three gemaras that created the Shittas HaTosfos. We also showed three different approaches to the Rishonim, negating Shittas HaTosfos. Then we said, well, once we have the Shittas HaTosfos, let's talk about it a little bit, let's see if they're right. So we dug up that gemara in Sanhedrin about Rava getting the animals back, and we ran into a big problem according to Tosfos, and Tosfos had to give us a psap shot that Hachamai Skinner, the guy didn't really mean to give it, the seed of Betel, so Hachamai Skinner, fine. So then we stopped and said, hey, wait a second, I can understand Tosfos calls man that Tfisa doesn't enter into the equation. Once Tfisa enters into the Cholim Pa, then the whole world changes. Tfisa is going to undo everything. So our goal now is to try to show why, for some technical reason, Tfisa doesn't work here. So the Tzais was the first to try to tackle why Tfisa doesn't work here. You take it down the root of the Marshal, you created these two models of Kilodramidae, which we're familiar with, so that part wasn't such a Chiddush. His big breakthrough Chiddush was to quote Rodef number one, not number two. We were quite surprised by that, especially the light of the fact that Rashi says Fakir. But maybe the Adarama, maybe you could still make a case for the Tzais. Rabbi said, what we really want to do is to find another approach, why Tfisa fails in Sanhedrin. Maybe there's a totally different reason why Tfisa fails. And as long as we can make Tfisa fail, then we're back in business. Then the Gemara Sanhedrin is not so bad, then Shittas HaTosfos is back. So our goal is to still salvage Shittas HaTosfos. We still want to have Chayav Din Shemayim. We really want that. Not that's going to help us in the slightest in Ksuba Slam and Gimel, because Tosfos already told us it's not going to work in Ksuba Slam and Gimel, but we're still searching for it, because I'll tell you a secret, some Rishonim do say it in Ksuba Slam and Gimel. The Rav Rishonim will probably do learn that is the Pshat in the Gemara, the Chiyuv Tzeis Dei Shemayim. So according to some Rishonim, this may be another Gemara to put on the list of Chiyuv Tzeis Dei Shemayim. But before we can get back to Ksuba Slam and Gimel, we still one piece short of this puzzle. We still have to figure out how could Tfisa work on the one hand, and yet Rav didn't want to take the animals back on the other hand. So hopefully with Shem on Sunday, we'll continue with the next answer. Shabbat Shalom.
Where was the pending Tosfos?
Where did you
have
Shabbat
Shalom?